This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We'll get fresh data on home sales this morning, and yesterday there was word that new housing construction projects rose 6.8% January to February, but home builders say that rising mortgage rates on top of higher costs for building materials have them worried about the future. So what does that mean in this tight market for sales of existing homes? You know, pre-owned, like a used car, but with a roof? Here's Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes.
Raleigh, North Carolina is a research powerhouse. Lots of people go there for jobs in tech and medicine. But if they want a newly built home, real estate broker Cheryl Merritt says those houses aren't always ready.
So a lot of people who are looking, you know, some of them are kind of ready right now. So that's where existing homes are most popular.
She says existing homes are selling on average for more than 2% above their listing price. Now, with interest rates for mortgages going up,
what we expect is that more and more buyers are going to be priced out of the market.
Taylor Marr is deputy chief economist at Redfin.
And therefore, we might see a decline in existing home sales throughout this year.
In Raleigh, Cheryl Merritt says the city is considering some creative solutions. It recently approved construction of tiny homes, which it defines as dwellings under 600 square feet.
Where you can put a house or a tiny house on a lot that already has a single family home on it.
Merritt has heard of homeowners with big yards who are thinking of doing this. So an existing home that could give birth to a new home, kind of. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.